In an emergency, would you call somebody or maybe text them? Maybe you would just tweet or post to Facebook to get the word out to a lot of people quickly. Well, social media is coming of age in disaster, especially in the cleanup after Hurricane Sandy. But we're going to find out more from social media expert Justin Herman. He joins us now from the General Services Administration's Center for Excellence in Digital Government. Mr. Herman, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much. How's it going this morning?
All right. So in emergencies, are federal agencies actually turning to social media as a main means of communication?
Definitely. We saw this in Sandy. The President of the United States went to the American public and said that if your power goes out, if you need critical information from the government, look to social media. And there's three different ways, main ways, in which the government is putting out information on social media. One is they're trying to communicate critical information directly to citizens. Two, they're monitoring emerging situations as they're happening with citizens, and also they're engaging directly with the public. So they're both listening, and also they're putting out information and engaging directly to dispel rumors and put out correct information when it matters.
And so when you're talking about social media here, what are those avenues?
Well, that's the thing, is that the American public, they engage in many different platforms. Some of them, it's Facebook. Some of them, it's Twitter. And as you can see, like, you put on the news, and CNN at the bottom of the screen will scroll tweets from messages from different platforms. And so what the government tries to do is we try to get the information where citizens are, where the public is, and not just ask them to come find us.
Now, an outfit like Twitter has little control over what people name their accounts and who is sending tweets out on under what name. Eventually they might catch up. So what is the process by which someone as a recipient can know that a tweet is coming from a true source? Because we know that in Sandy there were some really bad tweets with deliberate misinformation going out that caused a panic in part of New York City.
And that is something that's very foreign to us. First off, we have what's called the Federal Social Media Registry. And what that does is that allows any social media platform in the government from any agency to register, and the American public can go to USA.gov and verify if it's a legitimate account. But another thing that we're doing, for instance, is we're doing a month-long verification sprint on Twitter to have all accounts in the federal government have that little blue check mark that Twitter puts to ensure the fact that it's a legitimate, verified agency that's sending out information.
So if it has a blue check mark, we know it's a .gov, for example?
Yes, but that's the thing, is there's a lot of accounts that right now don't. And so what we do is we ask agencies to use the Federal Social Media Registry. So that's the thing, is like different social media platforms, they may or may not verify based on, they control the platform. But one thing we can control is that social media registry. So that's why we ask agencies to use it and let the people know what's a legitimate account or not.
We're speaking with Justin Herman. He is the social media lead for the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies at GSA. Now, within the population that's eligible to get that blue check mark, I imagine agencies have to be careful about who is nevertheless eligible to tweet during an emergency on behalf of an agency, because you can't have 10,000 people trying to help here.
No, and so what we do is we ask agencies that when it's critical, when you know that people are looking to the government for answers, and especially when it matters most, is that even if, like, for instance, I've got a Twitter page personally. I have a Facebook page personally. But we say, it's the same thing like the U.S. Army. They provide a graphic that says there's no difference between a citizen and a soldier when it counts. And so we ask people to know the fact that the American public is looking to information, and that if you are an employee of the government, while you're not supposed to be, tweeting official things or, posting official statements from your private accounts, know that when the people are looking to you, that, you want to be part of the solution and not part of the problem.
I want to take the Hurricane Sandy experience as an example. I know that FEMA was tweeting, Craig Fugate, the administrator over there, was also very rapid in sending out updates. Tell me from your standpoint, what worked well and what did not work so well that you'd like to see the government work on in future disasters?
I'll tell you, it was quite impressive. Of course, I'm not at FEMA or anything, so I got to watch it and see the fact of how agencies around government coordinated. And I think that's the key word that happens here. So you had this response from NOAA, from FEMA, USDA, many different agencies all had a role to play in both the, you know, response to Sandy, when it was happening, the preparation for it, and agencies came together, made sure that they were sharing information in real time, and that the information at that given time that the public needed, they got out. And like I said, the coordination effort that went on, I thought was really incredible.
I wonder what the metrics are that you have for knowing how many people are reached by that particular mean versus the regular broadcasts that happen on radio and television and sirens on top of buildings.
I'll tell you, performance metrics is actually something we're rather passionate about in government, because as we know, we want social media to either, you know, markedly improve citizen services or cut costs. That's something that, you know, we stand by. And so what we do is there's a lot of mechanisms that we have to gauge what the reach is, what the effectiveness, more importantly, is of messages that we put out, so that if something perhaps isn't as effective as we need it to be, that's why we can change our strategies, you know, rewrite things very quickly to get the mission done.
And when you look at what happened with the hurricane, the recent hurricane, what would you like to see agencies work on? In other words, what did they do or not do but could be improved on for the next time?
I'll tell you, what happened with Hurricane Sandy really was, I saw the best of crisis management right there. Between the government working together, outside agencies with the Red Cross, I mean, I've never seen it work that well with that level of coordination. Looking forward to the future, and something that we always kind of work on, is that we want to perfect the ability for government information to get to the citizen without them having to find it with us. And so I think that'll improve. But as far as what we have and what we do, could not ask for anything better when it comes to Sandy.
Now, something we haven't discussed is text messages, because probably I'm guessing that, say, take the population of Staten Island that was flooded, more people probably have text message recipient capability than may have Twitter accounts.
Yep.
And so how do you get the phone numbers?
Well, that's the thing about Twitter, for instance. The secret is that back in the day, it was SMS. It wasn't a web-based service. You could use that over text message, which is why you even saw some agencies saying, you know, this is how you saw reports on the news of people, like if they had power, charging up neighbors' cell phones and things like that. Is that always SMS is a great frontline tool for able to organize people and get people information during crisis situations, even when they don't have the internet.
I think a lot of the conversation we've been having now has to do with agencies sending out information, sort of broadcasting their message to the public. Did you see during the Sandy response any sort of a two-way street, meaning they're actually taking information from the public
Yes.
and using it?
Yes. And that's, I think, and I apologize for it coming out that way. I think the most important thing that happened is what agencies do, it's not just broadcasting first, it's listening. Because through social media, the government is able to listen to the needs of the public and to citizens and find out what's going on in emerging situations. And of course, and the second biggest thing, engaging, to be able to dispel rumors, put out information, answer questions. I mean, that's really the benefit. I mean, broadcasting, you can do that anytime. But social media offers that unique ability in order to engage and listen in real time to the needs of citizens. And that happens, I promise you, across the board in agencies.
And just a detailed question about the tweeting issue. Do you measure or do you have any awareness of the degree to which federal official tweets are retweeted by citizens so that they amplify your effort?
No, yeah, and I, as we would say in New Hampshire where I'm from, it was wicked big. it was quite large numbers, and that's the important thing. And something you messaged before is what we're looking at is the fact that, of course, when the American public was looking to the government for this information, life-saving critical information, it was out there. We were dispelling rumors and gauging and listening, but of course always looking at the fact of, and what's natural with social media, is that there could be other rogue accounts, there can be things like that, and that's where you get to what we're looking forward to and what we're refining. But like I said, in the meantime, agencies, I think, did a fantastic job.
And Justin, just very, very briefly in the short time that we have left, when you're talking about agencies receiving information through social media, I mean, it's often anecdotal. For example, you get one tweet, you know what's happening that one time, but can they do something where they're analyzing all that data in order to find out what sort of mass crisis is going on in a particular location?
Yes, they can. There's a number of tools that we have available to us that different agencies use. I'll give you an example. Like HHS is able to use one tool, Topsy, to track the spread of infectious disease in some areas. U.S. Geological Survey uses social media sometimes because social media is faster to track that than the actual shockwaves of an earthquake. So when we talk about monitoring emerging situations with social media and listening to what citizens need, it's there. The information, the analytics is there. We're able to process it. And like I said, it's the place to be for that.